As I left the store, I saw Uncle Charles walking toward me. I tried to hide, but he had already spotted me. "Where have you been, Stephen?" Uncle Charles asked. "It's almost time for the block party." Uncle Charles knew how to fix all sorts of things, but he wouldn't do anything unless you paid him. Not even for kids. He was my last chance, though. "I've been looking for a present for Aunt Carolyn," I explained. "Miss Ruby's shop is too expensive, and there's nothing special enough at Perkins's." "Come with me," Uncle Charles said. "I've got just the thing." "How much money do you have?" $10, I said. I kept the 75 cents for myself. I couldn't let him take all my money. We went to Uncle Charles's house, which was pretty junky. He had some of everything there. Bike parts, old toys, magazines, radios, VCRs, you name it. Uncle Charles started rummaging around his apartment, looking for things that might be useful. Every few minutes, he would hold up something weird. "What about this?" Uncle Charles would ask. I would shake my head no. "You've got to give me some help here," Uncle Charles complained after I said no to several things. So I started digging around. All of a sudden, there it was. The perfect thing. "Look at this," I said, holding up a big toy train. It needed a lot of fixing up. The paint was peeling off, and some of the windows were broken, but I could see it had potential. I got busy right away. I had to work fast if I was going to finish in time to meet Aunt Carolyn at the train station.